10-year setup for this, the 3-year setup for the expiration of these credits was intentionally put in. It was put in when you controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. You couldn't get it passed for longer. And so this is a setup that kind of your own creation that you all couldn't extend beyond that. Now you want the Republicans to do something you didn't do when you were in power?
It's not a setup.
The Democrats have now decided to own the record government shutdown circus, potentially starving the poor as a means to use leverage against the White House and the American people.
Shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
Leverage. Yeah, sure, they're okay with people suffering, but boy, does it give them leverage. For what? To appease their radical base, to show their radical base they're fighting Donald Trump. So they've made the calculation it's okay to cause suffering to families.
But why not vote to fund the government, at least for now, and then negotiate on the subsidies later while the government is open?
Clearly, the Republicans don't want to negotiate.
Donald Trump is withholding the money because he wants to inflict maximum pain on Americans to hope it helps him politically.
The Republicans are not allowed in the room. So the operating budget that increased taxes, the Democrats that we went to, you know, $78 billion, it's all the Democrats' budget.
It is truly amazing how a program Democrats created and tax credits that they chose to sunset have now become the Republicans' crisis.
Over 42 million SNAP recipients, 1 in 8 Americans, leaning on $188 monthly to survive, are facing a November blackout.
I want to be in the grocery store when they start looting it, because you think that people are going to be hungry? You think that these people not going to get their Thanksgiving? Baby, when they run up in there and start stealing them turkeys, it's gonna be like Christmas game.
Now you're threatening us, talking about if they get rid of the SNAP, I'm gonna start stealing.
Every time I turn around and look on the internet, y'all stealing in Walmart, you're stealing in Walgreens, you're stealing in CVS, you're stealing everywhere. What is you talking about? That ain't no threat. You been stealing.
I'm gonna be stealing like it ain't no tomorrow. I am going to go in that store, get everything I get regularly, and I'm going to have one of my cousins with me that'll punch your ass so hard you're going to think a Jet 2 holiday hit your bitch ass if you think I ain't going to walk out that store.
Get ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to get lit. BJ's, Costco's, get ready.
From Texas's 3.5 million hungry, including 1.7 million children, to the shadows of New York's 3 million in the urban and rural areas, anticipating the $8 billion SNAP program's collapse.
It's baffling to me that some people feel like other people need to earn food.
I mean, it's bad to do at the same time. They're probably doing it for a reason. They need those things.
With or without EBT, me and mine gonna eat.
How they gonna pay the light bill? And they can't sell stamps.
She works at the food stamp office. Listen to what she says.
It is because of Trump. There ain't no sidestepping it. I'm blaming him for everything.
Media megaphones weaponized Trump's supposed failure.
I think they all ought to have their heads shaven. They should be put in orange pajamas, and it should be marched down Pennsylvania Avenue, and the public should be invited to spit on them. The universities, the corporations, the law firms, all of these collaborators should be shaved, pajamaed, and spit out.
It's a double standard, as bold as it is reckless, fanning the flames of a starving, misdirected mob ready to unleash hell on their fellow innocent Americans as they race forward toward unyielding, violent speech.
Poor people, all they want is for us to fight. So if you hit me in my face, I'm not going to punch you back in your face. I'm going to go across your neck.
You guys say this is about saving health care, but how do these pet projects fit?
Yeah, we have no idea what you're talking about or what Republican extremists fed you those talking points.
The head of the Lenawee County Democratic Party, Bill Swift, who also called for anyone that supported Donald Trump to be hung.
Well, barring a miracle,
InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Now boogie to the...
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. And if you were watching that clip at the end, it didn't quite finish with RFK talking about the black box warnings, but they're there on those drugs, and you can find them. You look them up, and it says may cause homicidal or suicidal thoughts or actions. And that's basically what, you know, these, I think in some way these drugs are doing something to the soul, because you listen to that, the last transgender shooter, Robert, whatever his name was, with that demonic howl as he's going over the guns that he's going to use to shoot at little kids. So I think there's something there where these drugs are going in and cutting off something, maybe to your pineal gland, I don't know. But they're opening a door to bad things to come into your life, and it's not going to help. My guest, Dr. Henry Ely, is a leading health expert, 25 years experience in life healing, arts, and sciences, and he is big on the push now. We've been seeing a lot of news coming out of Florida. DeSantis wants to end all vaccine mandates in Florida. That came out yesterday. Also on the same day, the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, said he wants to ban all vaccine mandates in Florida. So there's big talk from some big heavy hitters about banning this. Now, do you want to stop there or you want to keep going, Dr. Ely?
I want to keep going. And Rob, thanks for having me on. I'm so happy that we're finally having this conversation in our country. And I'm so happy that it's being led in Florida, that they've been really adamant about freedom all throughout the whole COVID fiasco. I read the statement from Joseph. It was brilliant. The tying in of slavery to it, because that's true. When at the last time that the government had a right to tell anyone what to do with their children was during slavery. We ended that whole eugenics era, or so we thought. It just morphed into the whole vaccine issue. And Rob, I got a question for you, if it's okay. You know, have you ever read the vaccine media and excipient summary? Have you even heard of that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
That's the list that the CDC publishes of every ingredient in every vaccine. Let me list a couple of ingredients for you. Just tell me, would you put these, if I put these on a spoon, would you swallow them? Aborted human fetal tissue.
No.
Mercury.
No.
Aluminum.
No.
Canine cells.
Ooh. Dog?
Dog, right? It's specifically, I think it's a Cocker Spaniel. Right. I know, a little cute little Cocker Spaniel, right? Yeah. What about a green monkey kidney cell?
No, that contains SV40. It would probably give me cancer.
You see, we're getting it, right? Yeah. What about this one, Rob? What about formaldehyde?
No, that's where you put the dead things in when you don't want them to rot anymore. You know,
exactly.
Your specimens.
Exactly.
Oh, now, here's check my out favorite. Here's my favorite. Bovine serum. Yeah.
Hey, do you know how they extract and get that bovine serum out? Have you ever read on this?
I think they don't they liquefy the animal or something? Well, I don't know. No.
It's even more like really demonic than that. And I think you're using the right words when you talk about demonic. They will take a calf that's still in the mother's womb in the cow, and they will actually inject a needle in there, and they'll extract the baby's blood while its heart is still beating, and they extract the blood until the heart stops beating. That's how they get their bovine's serum. Isn't that ridiculous?
So it's basically aborted cow blood, essentially, is what you're looking
at. Essentially. There is no way to have an objective conversation about vaccines, and that's what Governor DeSantis and Joseph are doing so beautifully.
Yeah.
There's no way to have an objective one until you understand the ingredients. And now we take that one step further, Rob. What most people think is that if somebody is sneezing, they can get sick. But Rob, haven't you been around sick people before and you didn't get sick?
Right. This is your immune system.
Boom. You got it. It's your immune system that protects you, right? It's not the shots that make you immune. The shots are nothing more than an artificial infection, a challenge to your immune system. And what makes you immune is your God-given immune system. So let's have that conversation about, okay, what do we need to nourish our immune system? The vitamin C, the vitamin D, the vitamin A. What about some minerals thrown in there? What about, I don't know, let's go crazy and talk about some medicinal mushrooms like, I don't know, you know, maitake and reishi and coriolis. I mean, Rob, we have so much information out there to guide us correctly. And what Joseph is talking about, and he's spot on with this, is that mandates are akin to slavery. No government, let alone people who think that if you sneeze on them, you're going to get sick. No government official has a right to tell a free, God-loving American what to put into their bodies. Can a brother get an amen on that one?
I'll give you an amen on that one. And I would like to add to that, we've caught these people lying to us before. We caught them lying all through COVID. It was a lie. Everything was a lie. The cases, the way they tested, the amplifying up the cycles to get more cases. And then they would take, one case and go, we're going to multiply that times 15 because this person was around 15 people. So they're all cases. And people dying with COVID, not from COVID. Most of the people dying had 3+ comorbidities. I mean, it just lie after lie after lie. And then the big lie was that, we've got this vaccine at warp speed and it's going to help you. Just take it. Don't worry about, you know, the kids that are dying in mass, the athletes that are dying on the field, the newscasters that are collapsing. You know, everybody seems to be people that weren't in the know or didn't get a saline shot. We're dropping dead.
Well, Rob, you're spot on. And I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that tells me that you're informed, you're paying attention, and you're spreading wonderful information, right, throughout the world. You heard about that the death certificates were fraud. Guess which team dropped that first? My team. Peer-reviewed paper in 2020. We caught them red-handed. It was the paper that freed up Scott Jensen. It was the paper that Tom Renz put out there and started filing cases against the PCR on. Mm-hmm. That was my team. I was the lead author on that paper. We were the first one to find and capture that fraud, and how Bill Gates and all of his good club buddies had put this whole fraud, this whole RICO fraud, all together. I mean, you know, you got it, Rob. They have lied to us for profit before. They're going to lie to us for profit again. We cannot abide by being a free people in this great nation and abide by mandates of any kind, especially for what goes into and upon our bodies and our children's bodies, right?
Right. No, I totally agree. And especially with the kids, it's super important to protect these kids, because, you know, the parents are like, they're told they have to go get these shots. They're required, even though they're not required. You can get around them. You can get an exemption, but they're told they're required. So the parents are as well, you know, I don't have time to do the research. I don't have time to, you know, I interviewed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in like 2010. And I was sitting back thinking about that interview a couple days ago, like, wow, all the things she told me about how they even, so this, how do they go, we know this vaccine works. So they go, we get an immune response. Well, how do they get immune response? Well, they stick aluminum in the shot. And when your body's like, hey, why are you injecting aluminum in me? Here's a reaction. They're like, look, it's working. That's their proof.
They are absolutely liars and fraudsters. There is nothing more corrupt, in my professional opinion. I've been at this for 25 years. I've been teaching on the horrors of vaccines, just like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's a dear friend of mine. She's spot on. Suzanne Humphreys, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, spot on these topics, because what they do with their whole process, Rob, is they take a little bit of proof, what they call proof, and it has nothing to do with it. It's always built upon the same lie that if somebody sneezes on you, you can get sick. They never want to talk about nutrition. They never want to talk about the state of health that a person had before they got sick. And they never want to act like a person can recover. And there's a reason for that. If you eliminate the control group, their lies become believable. And that's what we did so well, so many of us, by refusing those damn mRNA shots. We said, no, we're going to be the control group. And they told us, remember way back when, they told us if we didn't get the shot, we were going to die. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Biden, I'm still here alive and kicking well. And there's a whole bunch of you that aren't. Right.
The dark winter of death and disease, I think, is what he called it as we were coming into 2022. He was like, this is it. You're all going to die. And everybody's like, oh, I don't think so, Joe. You're definitely going to kick the bucket for any of us.
If he hasn't already. Right?
Exactly.
We can't prove that.
So let's get into this push to remove all childhood vaccines in Florida. So this isn't, you're just not going for the mandate. There it is. The warns of the dark winter or the dark winter.
Yeah.
You're just not going for, hey, we don't need to make these required. You're looking to get them out of just like, hey, we're not even doing this in Florida anymore. We're not even going to make this part of our medical model.
I think, and I read through, and I haven't gone through everything, but what I read through so far is encouraging. What Dr. Joseph said is that he is going to do everything within his power to start removing the policies so that their children and adults in workplaces do not need to have a vaccination or proof of a vaccination to be able to work. So that's a great first step. We've also heard that Governor DeSantis is basically saying the line in the sand is now drawn. We are going to have this conversation finally. It's going to start here in Florida, and we are going to find out who is pro-vax and who is pro-freedom. And we need to make sure we couch that argument in those terms. Who is pro-vax, pro-vax mandates, pro-slavery, and who is pro-freedom? Because that's really what's going on right here. You pay a lot of money as a taxpayer. You contribute to our society in a great way. The government does not have the right or the proof to be able to justify restricting your access to what you've already paid for just because you choose not to be a pincushion for the pharmaceutical industry. And yes, I call them the pharmaceutical industry because that's what they've been doing to Americans for 100-plus years, ever since the 1910 Flexner Report. They have been taking over, a hostile takeover of what medicine is supposed to be. Medicine is supposed to be about you as the person making the choice that's right for you and wrong for you, for the family, avoiding the wrong choices, because you have to live with the result of whatever choice you make. If you don't have a choice and the government says in order to access what you already pay for, you have to take an experimental shot that you don't even know what's in it, then you have to deal with the consequences, and nobody has to deal with what happens when you get injured, when you get killed. I work with people, Rob, all around the world, helping them recover from vaccine injuries. And I've been doing it for years, and I've been very successful at it. I'm one of the only doctors in the country that can claim that they have helped people from those Pfizer and Moderna shots recover completely from their shot injuries. Now, this is something we have to teach. And what did we use to get to those places and be able to make those statements? Nutrition, organic nutrition, what God gave us to keep ourselves healthy, happy, and whole. That's what it's all about. That's what we teach. That's what we're going to be teaching at the MyHa version, the Make Yourself Healthy Again version of this iteration of Healing for the Ages in October, October 23rd through 25th. This is what we teach every single day at the Energetic Health Institute. This is what I'm living proof of. This is what all of my students and graduates all around the world are proof of, that nutrition is truly the way and the best way to keep yourself healthy, happy, and whole.
And all that sounds great, and that's the type of advice I've been following, trying to eat good, trying not to keep the processed foods to a very, very small minimum, not even eating out as much because it's hard to control when you're eating out, what, you know, what these people are cooking in, you know, because I'm sure everybody's using seed oils because that still seems to be the status quo. But going through, say you're getting somebody in, it's like, hey, I took the vaccine or I've been really sick from COVID. What do I start eating to start dealing with this spike protein that's still being made in my body and still being found 3-4 years later in people's bodies after they got the shots?
Well, that's a great question, Rob. And one of the things that we've been learning over the last several years, the work that Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Schmidt, and myself, the four docs that make up Healing for the Ages, have been learning, is we've been studying these bioweapons and how they all integrate. So it actually nowadays doesn't even begin, Rob, with necessarily food specifically. It begins with getting yourself grounded, making sure that your body is being liberated from the constant bombardment of 5G frequencies. I've proved this using very simple multimeters of what happens on the body as soon as you're grounded. So we have people on grounding mats. We have people, especially at night when they're sleeping, Rob. Hey, Rob, have you seen those images of the dark field microscopy of the blood and it's all getting like clumped together? Have you seen that stuff?
I have seen that, yeah.
Okay, so around a blood cell is going to have an electrical potential, and that's called a zeta potential. Mm-hmm. Now, it's supposed to all be negative around all your red blood cells. And so if you have two red blood cells and they're both negative all around them, they repel each other, right? So far, so good.
Keeps the blood flowing. Okay?
Keeps the blood flowing, right? But when you're getting exposed to all of these 5G frequencies and you have some bioweapons injected into you, right? What happens is they start to clump together because that charge changes. Some of them will be positive, some will be negative. So now they attract and get stuck together. What we've learned is simply 3.5 hours and ideally 4+ hours a day of grounding liberates all of your red blood cells and reestablishes that correct electrical charge on them. So it starts there. Once you get that laid out, and that's why we say set up a grounding sleep system. For anybody listening, if they go to energetichealthinstitute.org, they can get a free gift right in our menu. And one of the free gifts is an EMF guide. It shows you how to set up your grounding sleep system. So when you're sleeping at night, Rob, your body is literally liberated, completely free from all of these signals that are around. And now your body gets to get into a full state of healing. Once you have that going, then we teach people how to clean and purify their tap water because they are definitely releasing bioweapons in the tap water. We've already proven that as well at Healing for the Ages. We teach you how to get all that stuff out and create the most delicious water you've ever had in your life. Now that we have the foundations there, and then we get into your lighting. Rob, do you have LEDs all over your house?
No. In fact, I got rid of all the LEDs. And we put in the old bulbs when we moved into the new house. They even had some of the spiral, they're like CFL bulbs or something. Yeah,
the CFL.
Yeah. I pulled those out too. I'm like, no, we're not doing this. I don't care. I don't care if it costs money. We're going to have normal lighting in our house.
Bro, can I give you the highest of fives right now? That is amazing there. Great job with that. With the old school bulbs, the incandescent ones, and I have one shining on me right now. The color spectra that they emit is red light.
Right.
And you've probably heard about how awesome red light is, right? Well, what happens with the LED bulbs is they emit some red light depending upon which color tone you purchase, but they also emit blue spikes of light at night. And it's the blue spikes at night that turn on your nervous system to make you start feeling much more anxious. Okay. So when you just go back to the regular old incandescents, or maybe you have some candles around your house, you're exposing yourself only to red light at night. And now that calms your whole body and everything in your body around gets ready to heal while you're sleeping. So you get your grounding together, you get your water together because your body is 2/3 to 3/4 water, and you get your light together. And what happens is now we can have a conversation about which supplements, which nutrients, which organic foods are going to be the most beneficial that are going to really benefit. But if you start buying all these supplements and everything and you haven't taken care of those basics, then you're only going to realize a fraction of those supplements' healing potential. And we want people to realize all of it. Your body is designed to heal. Your body was made by God to designed to heal. And we show you how to do it at Healing for the Ages and at the Energetic Health Institute.
Well, let's pull up your website real quick. Where do people go to start their journey and learning about this?
You know, I would send them to energetichealthinstitute.org and just start there. Now, do you see in that far right corner in the upper part right there where it says free gifts?
Free gift.
If you hit that little down arrow right there, do you see that free EMF guide right there at the bottom? Right? You can get that for free. We have videos and show you how to do it. That's how important it is that you'd get this.
And that's your step one, right? You gotta free yourself of the EMF. Yeah.
Start right there. Second thing I'd do, Rob, is I'd go and get the next free guide, which is on water, and get that water cleansing guide and get yourself set up. It takes only 15 minutes a day to have the most delicious water, the healthiest, cleanest water that you can ever create. It's all I drink. It's all I cook with. It's all I make my teas with and everything. And it's so simple. That's what's so fun about it. These are simple solutions that completely eradicate the major portions of their bioweapons. You get that stuff out. Now we can talk about foods. Now we can talk about nutrients because your body's in the right state to start healing, to do what God designed your body to do.
And there we see it right there. Learn how to make your home-brewed holy water. We have the power to flip the script. Three-stage purification strategy. So you're not just stripping the crap out of your water. You're turning it into the elixir of life. So you have a three-stage process. It looks like you're filtering it, and then from the filter, you're going into something else, it looks like. You got your drip filter, like what we've been drinking out of in my house for years.
Right. So most people have those gravity filters, and that's what we did, all the docs did at Healing for the Ages. We were like, okay, most people have a gravity filter, a Berkey, something like that, Alexa Pure, right? But that's not enough. It's a good start, but not enough. So we learned that you had to put a little touch of food grade hydrogen peroxide in the water and let the water be in the sunlight first, kill any living microorganisms, get that stuff out. Then you filter it through your gravity filter. And then after that, Rob, you put it in a distiller. And that completely zeroes the water out. Easy to prove. I'm a big guy. I test everything. I don't just say something. I make sure we can prove it and prove it over and over and over again. We've proven this over and over and over again. And now at that point, the water is zeroed out. You can structure it. You can put it through any of your special devices. You can add some more minerals back to it if you want. You can do any of a variety of things because now the water is ready to be healing for your body. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Do you ever add any salts or anything like a Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt to your water?
You totally can. It's a process called Sole, where people will say after you've cleaned your water and distilled it, put a little bit of the Himalayan salt in and then put the water back out in the sun. And if you listen to the great work of like Dr. Gerald Pollack, who will be one of our speakers out at the Healing for the Ages conference this October, the water, because you've put a mineral in it, and some sunlight hitting it, the water starts to structure itself. And why is that important? Because when water structures itself, Rob, when you bring that structured water into your body, it dramatically improves cell communication within your body. It turns on another level of healing potential that is already living within you.
Huh. So it's almost like making sun tea, I guess, but with a few more steps. Go ahead, plug your event again as we go out to break so people can go check it out. Check out the energetichealthinstitute.org for more information, but go ahead and plug your event one more time.
So this fall, October 23rd through 25th, healingfortheages.com. We have an incredible event. Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Schmidt, and myself, plus a whole bunch of our friends, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, will be teaching with us as well. You get an opportunity to MIHA, to make yourself healthy again. Your government has never in the history of its existence made anything healthy. You have to take the responsibility for yourself, and you can do that with us at healingfortheages.com.
All right, guys, check that out. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Ely. Appreciate all your work.
This is the biggest show we've ever run. It runs until Friday. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. So you can buy a supplement that's $20 and get one that's $40 for free. Did you hear that? That is insane. And there's a bunch of other specials running on top of it. We have an 80%+ reorder on these supplements. People love them so much. But I'm trying to get those of you out there that are on the fence, 99% of you, to go there and experience Irish sea moss. We got the strongest best. Experience our turmeric. It's the best. The products are so good. Our ultramethylene blue, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our spike protein, pro cardiovascular, super formula, ultimate life force. Experience it all. This is game-changing. Also, site-wide, 25% off on all apparel. All these new incredible designs of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, Christmas designs, you name it. It's all there. We will continue to fight. We'll never give up or back down or sell out, but we could give out without your support. So I want to salute those that have supported and humbly ask those that haven't. Are we not the tip of the spear? Are we not changing the world? I need your support. Plus, these are great products. This is a win-win. So get in here right now. We need your help. They have appointed a state receiver to shut us down. We've basically exhausted everything in court. The receiver from the state court says he's going to try to have an auction, but we don't know. It could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now, but they say we should be closed by early January. Okay? Well, here's the deal. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network. That's funded by thealexjonesstore.com. But also, thealexjonesstore.com is funding InfoWars. Because if they have a real auction and the good guys are able to buy it, if they actually do that, unlike what happened in federal court, we'll stay here. It'll be great. So this is like we're on death row here. Do we get the reprieve again? So that's the struggles. So that's why supporting us now at this critical moment is more important than ever. Plus, the products are insanely good. Just do your Christmas shopping early with us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should become a VIP. It's not even a commitment. You cancel any time for free. You get $30 to be a VIP each month. $40 instantly each month to spend the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should be a VIP. You just get special offers and special deals and $40 for $30. So you make $10 on your first purchase right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Step right up and behold a creation so powerful, so potent, it could only come from my secret vitality factory. Shilajit Gummies. Packed with ancient minerals and super-infused goodness, these little squares of power will boost your day faster than a fizzy lifting drink. Need that spark of pure imagination? Pop one of these into your mouth and feel the natural energy flow right through you. Visit thealexjonesstore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Quit my day job as a white coat. I'm so done with all that shit. Packed everything that I own. This farm and game just makes me sick. I just wanna buy a house and live in peace and get my bag. But the world's gone fully crazy. What's this all part of the plan? It's
that is the latest song by IMA. It's a song called Everything Is Fine. IMA is, of course, an artist that went totally viral last year when she got fired by her company for some lyrics that weren't exactly in line with their message because she told the truth about things like the COVID pandemic that we went through. That was, of course, called Carmageddon. It blew up across the internet. It was absolutely amazing. Since then, she's been working her butt off, making more music. You can follow her on X at IMA Music, the website IMA.com, and her YouTube is Aya Mayhem. And welcome to the show, Aya, once again.
Hi. So good to be back.
Great to have you back all the way from Australia. I'm not even sure what time it is right there. How have things been going for you? Last we talked, you just released Carmageddon, and you'd sort of taken this big leap into being, you know, publicly associated with some of these kind of fringe ideas, like the COVID pandemic was a big crock of crap. How have you been since we last talked?
Yeah, I've been good. I've been working on a bunch of new music. It's been a wild time. It's definitely set my career into an interesting path, and I have no regrets. And I feel like intuitively I've made the right decision. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. All the ups and downs.
Well, I would, I'd agree. I think you made the right choice. After all, you'd have to sell your soul to be in the mainstream, and we're way cooler, and you can actually be more successful as an independent. So, you know, I think you've got such a good start, and the music that you make is genuinely good and entertaining, and the message is good on top of it. But one thing that I don't think a lot of people know about you, I didn't know about you last time we talked, is that you're a full-fledged medical doctor, and you're actually working on the front line during COVID. Is that right? And are you still doing that? Do you still have a foot in the medical industry?
Yeah, I do. So I do it part-time, and it funds a lot of my music, because music doesn't make me a heap of money yet. But it is my passion project for sure. So yeah, I'm still working part-time, and I'm obviously music is my main baby. And I did work in the ER and on the front line during COVID. That was an interesting time, and I saw things that gave me a lot of inspiration and perspective, and I feel like I bring that into what I believe in now and what I write in my music.
How so? I mean, obviously with COVID, you were there, you know, seeing it behind the scenes. That's, to me, it seemed like what mostly Carmageddon was about, although you brought in some other topics. But what is it now that's sort of driving you to keep making music? What's informing your creative pursuits?
Well, I mean, I sing a lot about the current events of the world in my last couple of songs, and that wasn't always what I was doing with music. If you listen to a couple of my songs from a while ago, a few years ago, they're completely different, but the events of the world really inspired me, and seeking truth myself and singing about it and sharing with others is now really important to me, because I feel like we're in a pressing time where the truth is being buried, and it's often hard to identify. And I want to be able to sing about difficult things, challenges, as well as beautiful things, in a creative way that can make it more digestible for people and help others to feel less alone. And a lot of that inspired Carmageddon, and then my second song, Everything's Fine, and I've got an album on the way that I've been working on, and not all of it is about the news. Other things inspire me as well, like the human experience and pain and loss and beauty and love. So we'll see.
Well, it's such an important role musicians play. I mean, I know it sounds cheesy, but I was just interviewing a comedian, and it's like, it's a difficult role to play these days. Everything is so tense. Everything is so sort of intense as well. And, you know, it's hard to make beautiful music out of that, or it's hard to make people laugh about these topics. When you write a song about a current event, are you trying to express how you feel about it? Are you trying to give people hope about it? I mean, how do you approach this? How do you see your music working to help people deal with things? Is it just letting other people know that there's other people like them, they're not alone, like you just said? Or are you trying to, or are you able to like put it in a new frame by encapsulating it in a song? What's your process when you see a current event, turning that into a song, turning your inspiration into a song? What is the process there?
Yeah. Well, the purpose of Carmageddon was to start conversations and try and promote dialogue and try and highlight a lot of things that were going on, and in a neutral way. Like, I don't want to pick a left or a right side. I don't want to contribute to this division that's just going on and it's crazy in the world still. It's just to bring to light these issues and give a space to talk about it. And I mean, there's more and more artists talking about it and singing about it, which is really awesome and really important. But if I feel something that's close to my heart that I want to share, then I'll put it in a song. And I really hate injustices, and I really want to bring to light a lot of truth. I mean, yeah, I've spent the last 6 years, you know, just working and being surrounded by crazy stuff, as so many of us have. And I feel like I can use my gift from God to deliver this info and just talk about this info even. And it's not in an attacking way. Like, I don't feel like I'm a raging person. I actually am a really hopeful, easygoing person.
Right.
And that's just what I do with my art. Like, I have no beef with anyone who rages, for sure. Like, there's a time and place for that. But if there's something on my heart or my mind and I want to speak about it, then I feel like I have this beautiful platform and ability with music to do that. So I will, for as long as I feel inspired or for as long as I feel there is a need in the world.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, I mean, from your lyrics and just from what I know about you, I don't know if I'd call you right wing even. I mean, you know, your background, how you grew up is super interesting. We talked about that last time. People want to find out, they can go watch the old interview. But like, you don't strike me as a right-wing person, but you've got the, you know, the poster of John Lennon behind you. Music has this protest element to it that's so powerful. And it seems like now everything coming out of the mainstream, everything coming out of the establishment's telling one story. And if you're telling the other one, you just sort of get stuck over here with us dissidents. But it's because that's the real art. I mean, it's not prepackaged. It's not given to you by a corporation. It's speaking out against injustice, as you point out. I mean, you don't consider, do you even consider yourself right wing, or how would you feel about having that label put on you?
Yeah, no, I don't subscribe to labels, and I live in Australia, so we don't really have the right and left as much as you guys do. And I mean, I don't care if it's left or right wing. To me, it's whatever is for humanity and for truth to me. And if that puts me in a right wing or left wing box, according to some people, then whatever. Like, I know that some things I say perhaps is right wing and some is left. So I'm just like, well, I guess I'm in the middle.
Right.
I'm just trying to bring truth and light to this, all this crap that's going on in the world. And I don't care if I'm, you know, I don't feel like I'm in either of one or the other. And I don't actually like the division that all of it is causing between us.
Right. No, I don't think you have to be in one of these groups. And, you know, we don't necessarily, you know, neatly fit into one of these groups either. I don't know if anybody does. But again, your music is a form of protest. And it seems like now all of the good protest music, all of the really powerful art is coming from whatever you want to call this, the right wing, the dissident side of things, the truth tellers. I mean, you know, I follow you on X. I know you like retweet people like Russell Brand. This is another character that you would never expect him to be on the side of Alex Jones and the right wing. He was this hippy dippy kind of flowery guy, but something's happened over the last decade or so where if you are a free thinker at all, you're getting shoved out of the mainstream and you're being forced to the fringes and you're sort of looking around for allies, and we're all coming together and just trying to tell the truth, even if we approach it from a different perspective. Have you been surprised about who resonates with your music, or have you gotten any reactions that really shocked you to the things that you say?
I think, yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of messages, and this is something that's really meaningful to me as an artist, just thousands of messages from people reaching out just to say thank you for giving them a voice and helping them feel seen.
Right.
And I think that is really beautiful. And yeah, I've connected with other artists, creatives, influencers, whatever you want to call them, which is really cool, who I didn't know before. And then I've also lost some of my own friends from my lyrics, which is a real shame. And that was, well, not a huge surprise to me, but when it happens, it's always a shock. But then I've also gained an amazing group of other friends. So it's like, I guess you shed your old ways and your old groups of friends naturally, and you just have to keep following what's right in your heart and your integrity and your intuition, and naturally you'll build that crew up again or lose it again.
Yeah, and it's always so confusing, because I think a lot of us have probably been through that where, you know, it's never us. It's never us like, yeah, screw those people, I don't want to be friends. At least it's not for me. It's like, I would love to still be friends with those people. They think I'm a monster for some reason, even though I believe the same things I do when we were friends. You know, something happened in the world around us that drove us apart. And like, when you listen to your lyrics, like, what do they even have problems with? I mean, how do you deal with that? Because it's like, all I'm saying is, you know, maybe like, don't kill people in Gaza, or like, hey, maybe like we shouldn't hate each other as much. Like, this doesn't seem so, you know, something to lose a friendship over. I mean, do you think it's something in these people? Do you think it's just the media around them and they've been brainwashed? Because again, your lyrics, nobody should hate or get mad at, unless you're an evil person trying to do evil deeds that, you know, IMA is talking about. Then you can hate IMA because you're a bad person and she's a good person. That makes sense. But what is it that drives, you know, friends away from us when all we're doing is trying to tell the truth and love everyone? It's I try to contend with this, and I don't really know what the answer is.
Yeah, and I so agree with that, loving everyone and bringing people together. And that's one of my main goals. I think my lyrics about man-made virus in the chorus. Right. Obviously, I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and some of them confronted me and said, oh, I'm not okay with this, and I actually cut you off the last 6 months or so because I just couldn't really deal with these kinds of lyrics. And I was like, oh, man, that's so sad because you're my brother, you know, you're my sister, right. Like, who cares? Where they're still the same kids from the rainforest in northern Queensland.
Right.
And yeah, and then I do speak about Gaza and Israel, and that, you know, that's just such a heated topic, as is COVID. Like, all these things for some reason have caused just such ongoing division.
But it did come from a lab. I mean, the disease did come from a lab. So, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Not talk about that?
Yeah, like, I don't understand. There's so much evidence pointing towards that it was all this massive thing created. But anyway.
Well, and so you're still living in Australia. You haven't had any legal repercussions there, have you? I mean, I know it can be a little bit intense in Australia. We've seen, you know, people holding protests and being thrown in jail for it. Have you had any repercussions for some of your lyrics contradicting the mainstream official government narrative?
Well, as you know, I had my management contract withdrawn. And that's why I'm independent, going my own way, and I'm still independent. Left my label, left all of that, doing my own thing, self-funding it, all good. Yeah, and now I'm having my medical license reviewed. That's current thing I'm dealing with because of my lyrics and my lyrics as an artist, as a songwriter, not as a doctor. So that's happening at the moment, and I don't know what will come with that. But I think it would look very bad on them for taking away my license if they do.
So was this like a review that was started because of your lyrics? Isn't it just like a regular, you have to regularly go back and be relicensed? This was something that they started a review because of your lyrics to determine whether to strip you of your medical license?
Yeah, so I'll be fully honest. I don't know what's going to happen or exactly what's happening, where it all came from, but I've been reported, and it's our medical board of Australia, because I said man-made virus, watch the millions die, biggest profit of our lives in my chorus. And I called out the World Health Organization as being a liar in my second verse of my song. So, yeah,
they want to strip your medical license from you. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, I'm being reviewed for it, and it's just, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? It is crazy. It's crazy because we're in a time of free speech, given all the events that have just happened. It's just like, yeah, it's unreal.
And, you know, to have somebody work so hard, my sister is a doctor, and I know how hard it is to become a doctor, and to strip that away from you, I mean, that's like a worse punishment than, you know, going to jail for, I mean, that's what, 7 years of your life at least you've dedicated to this profession that they're going to potentially kick you out of? I mean, that is a brutal punishment for merely singing what everybody knows to be true. Do you think it's just a pressure campaign? Do you think maybe if you promise not to write those lyrics anymore, they'll stop reviewing you? I mean, what is the danger you pose exactly?
I don't know if it's misinformation or misconduct, but that seems crazy to me because that's my artist world. It's not my doctor world.
Right.
I practice, yeah, strong ethics, and I really care about my patients, and I really give a damn. And this is why I do this music, because I actually care about the state of the world and about people and their health and their well-being. So it's like very ironic. And I've had lots of patients tell me that I'm one of their favorite doctors because I like natural health and I like healing, and I want to challenge the narrative in some ways, you know. So I really don't know what will happen, but I faced this in a sense before with losing my management contract for speaking out. So this isn't my first rodeo, you know, I know what this is like in a sense, but it is shocking. And I have worked so hard for my medical license, and I still work as a doctor. So I'm just going to carry on.
Wow. Well, it's just so unfair. And it's just such a, to me, it's just a condemnation of how our whole system operates, how your whole system operates. I mean, it's very much, you know, aligned how this works. But yeah, they don't want. I guess they don't want somebody calling out the profits that Big Pharma makes as a doctor. You're a vector of profit for them, and if you're telling people that, you know, maybe pharmaceutical companies don't have your best interest in mind, I mean, that ain't good. So I guess it makes sense from a purely cynical perspective why they'd want to, I guess, shut you up. But it just genuinely doesn't make any sense, and it's just a reminder of sort of how far we have to go to correct some of this stuff. Is Australia as bad as we think it is? I mean, I have this image of just, you know, back in 2020, the concentration camps Australians were put in for refusing to get the vaccine. And it's kind of scary to me. I'm like, man, I would be getting out of there if I could, so I could actually speak my mind. Do you have any plans to come to America or anything? Or are you sticking it out in Australia there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I love Australia. I'm full-blown Aussie, apart from my mixed heritage. So, yeah, it's been a crazy time, but I think COVID woke a lot of us up, a lot of people up. And, yeah, a lot of states really suffered during that pandemic. But I think now people are really starting to stand up for their rights after all the stuff that's going on. In saying that, though, I love the US, and I started my music journey living in New York.
Right.
So I'm super inspired whenever I go back, and I have lots of mates there still, and I have a trip planned end of this year. I'll be performing with a friend, Ian Carroll.
Oh.
You guys, homies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be cool. So I'll come over, I think, in like a month or two, and I'll probably stay for a while, and I would just love to connect with other artists and work on some collaborations and just meet a bunch of cool people. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Where are you going to be?
Don't know yet. It depends on when I can get there. And also, yeah, because Ian's obviously, some people consider him a controversial character. And so he needs to secure the location and sort all that stuff out. And yeah, I'll have to update you on that, but I'm still waiting.
Well, that's very exciting. So what is the event going to be? Do you know? Because does he play music? He would. I could see that. Is he some sort of musical genius on top of everything else? Ian Carroll. I feel like he's got skills he keeps hidden.
Yeah, he's a legend. I've had lots of chats with him, and he's a cool guy. I don't even know what information I can give away right now, so I don't want to give away too much, but I know that it is his event, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm singing for him, and that's all actually I know, so we'll see.
All right, well, you better let me know, because I want to go to that. That sounds incredibly fun. Ian Carroll, controversial. He's a little bit controversial, but I really don't understand why. I mean, it's like your music. Like, what is controversial about this? It's true.
Exactly.
It's the facts, and clearly the people telling you this have good intentions. Like, no, I don't see how you could watch Ian Carroll or how you could listen to your music and not see that these are people who are at least trying to tell the truth, at least trying to be good people, whereas everybody else is so fake. The genuineness, I think, would convince people that, you know, what you're doing is not some sort of threat to their system, but obviously it is. Well, that's super exciting. And of course, I want to remind people, go to IMA.com, IYAHMAY.com, IMA Music on X, and the YouTube Aya Mayhem is how you can find her stuff and support her, folks. There's no reason why she should have to. If she wants to, she's welcome to be a doctor. But we want IMA focusing full time on music so we can get more, incredible, really monumental, and I think powerful protest songs, because this is something that, like, I play your music for my family. There's not a lot of music I like my family to listen to. Modern music, the lyrics are horrible. Some of the music that I like the lyrics is not actually that good of music. You are able to synthesize both of these things. The music is actually very good, and the message is good. Please go support IMA. And so you're doing that one. Are you going on tour? When's your tour planned? When are you going to fill out stadiums? I think you could do it.
Yeah. Well, I've actually got a new song coming in the next month, in October. And then I've got an album that's just finished, sort of what I've been working on. So I'll drop that as well. And then I'd love to G up some collaborations with other artists. There's some artists I've been really admiring lately, Jesse Wells and Ren. They're such cool guys. What they're singing about, if you guys, yeah, you probably heard of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know when a tour will happen. It's going to happen soon, though. I'm just going to keep getting all the music out.
It should. So when are you expecting your album to be released?
It'll either be this year or early next year, I think.
And so, like I said, I can tell you're focusing on things sort of outside of what Carmageddon was about, even though that had a couple different topics. What's really driving you right now? Like, what are you paying attention to right now? When you get online, what's the post that makes you stop and question what's going on? Because again, I've seen that you're posting some climate change stuff. I mean, you got a lot of lies to choose from being told by the establishment. What's grinding your gears these days?
Well, I'm a really philosophical person, and I love to write about human experience. And sometimes I sing about and write about the news. Other times it's just about the tough things that humans go through in life. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear the background noise, but someone is blowing a leaf blower here. It's really annoying.
Oh, sounds,
sorry about that.
Sounds fine for us. So you don't live in the rainforest anymore?
No, I don't. I live in Sydney, and there's still lots of plants around me, so that's going on.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but we'll see. Like, I've got songs that are about the news, and I'll be making more for sure. And then I've got songs about life and stuff, so it'll be mixed.
Well, again, it's great music. Even if you don't like the message, which you should, you'll still like the music quite a bit. And you know, when it comes to that, you know, obviously we're still reeling from the death of Charlie Kirk. How's that been received overseas? I haven't even really thought about this till I just asked this question, because in America, it's like the world stopped last Thursday. It's like all we're focusing on. Is it having a similar impact overseas?
Well, it's everywhere online here as well. And yeah, I mean, if you didn't know about Charlie Kirk before, you do now for sure, kind of thing. It's definitely gone global as far as I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I think that's the exact opposite of what the evildoers wanted by taking him out. They expected him to go away. He's only getting bigger and more powerful. But again, I feel like we're in this sort of like depressed state over here. And I think we need music now. We need comedy now. Even though it almost feels wrong, I think it's kind of what we need right now to re-energize and focus ourselves into what's important. So I'm so happy that you're doing what you're doing, and that we're creating real, like, good content, good art out there that is political, but it's still something that's approachable by everybody. I think that's really a valuable tool in the information war. So I encourage everybody, IMA Music on X, IMA.com, YouTube, IMA Ham. Go watch her, check her out, buy her album when it comes out. Go join the stadium tour whenever that begins. And, of course, join me and them whenever I show up at their show with IMA and Ian Carroll. Sometime later. Wait, when was that? Did you give us a date? You said about a month from now, something like that?
I'm going to let you know. And I'm going to give you free tickets to my shows for sure, man.
Please do. I'd love to join. I had no idea you and Ian were collabing. So I'll have to get in on that somehow. We should make a music video. I think that'd be very fun. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us in this strange time frame right now. It's not always easy scheduling an interview with a 12-hour difference. So thank you for coming on and sharing your stuff. And we look forward to seeing your album out very soon.
No worries. Thank you for your support, Harrison. You're a legend.
Well, thank you very much. Keep up the great work. All right, folks.
All right.
All right. That's going to be about it for us. I will see you guys on Monday morning. Remember to go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Buy some merchandise. Get yourself a supplement. Save the world. Right now on thealexjonesstore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like you just sort of It's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.